Today, December 23rd, is the feast day of St. John of Canty, K-A-N-T-Y. Some of the kids think it's St. John of Candy. Wouldn't that be a great saint? Actually, St. John was a very sweet person, as you'll hear. His also name is sometimes spelled St. John Cantius. He was born in 1390, lived to be 83 years of age, died in 1473. He was a Polish priest and theologian. He's one of the most popular saints in Poland, but really not too well known outside of Poland. He was, as a young man, a student at the University of Krakow, was ordained a priest and became a professor at the university. And he was known especially for his generosity to the poor and to the poor students. He was so successful and popular as a preacher and teacher that the other teachers at the university became very, very jealous of him and had him dismissed from the university and assigned to a small parish nearby. And he was not very welcomed by his parishioners at first, but through his kindness and his gentleness and compassion, he won them over. He was there for a couple years. Eventually, though, he was sent back to teach sacred scripture at the university, and he did that for the next 30 years, for the rest of his life. And during his life, he transcribed 18,000 pages of theological writings. He was especially known, as I mentioned, for his kindness, his sweetness, and his love of the poor. They say he never refused anybody that came to him asking for help. He ate very little. He slept on the floor at night. When he would make his pilgrimages to Rome, when he walked four pilgrimages to Rome, he always carried a large backpack on his back. And on one occasion, robbers came up and stole everything he had. They took all his money, and they said to him, "Do you have any more money?" He said, "No." And then the robbers were leaving. He realized he had a few coins sewed in his pocket. And so he ran after the robbers and said, "No, I forgot. There is some more coins." And they were so impressed by his holiness that they gave all his possessions and money back. So St. John Cantius was, his weapons were patience, sweetness, and love. He once told his pupils, "Fight all false opinions," because as you know, he was a great defender of the faith, especially against John Huss and the Hussite heresy. But he said, "Fight all false teachings, but let your weapons be patience, sweetness, and love. Roughness is bad for your soul and spoils the best cause." At the end of his life, on his deathbed, he said, "The prison of my body is falling apart, but be happy for my soul that is about to leave it." He died on Christmas Eve, 1473. He was canonized in 1767. Again, one of the most beloved saints of Poland, and certainly a great example and witness to Cardinal Wojtyła, Pope John Paul II. In the letter that Pope Clement XII wrote about him, he said, "St. John of Canty deserves a high place among the great saints and scholars who practice what they preach and defend the true faith against those who attack it. When the Hussite heresy and schism were gaining ground in neighboring territories, his teaching at the University of Krakow was untainted by any error. At the pulpit, he fought to raise the standard of holiness among the faithful, and his preaching was reinforced by his humility, his chastity, his compassion, his bodily penance, and the other qualities of a dedicated priest and apostle. With his humility went a rare and childlike simplicity. The thoughts of his heart were revealed in his words and actions. The God in his heart and the God on his lips were one and the same God." So we pray today, St. John of Canty, pray for us.